for what God did, to bring it into subjection to the knowledge of what God says is true. Not what my situations are saying. Every thought to bow to Christ. I like that. Every thought that bows to Christ and submits. There's no problem bigger than God. If you let your thoughts go wild during the day, your thoughts sometimes will make you think they're bigger than God. But I need to bring my thoughts into captivity of what Christ says, of what He did for me. It's important what I do with my thoughts. It's important. We find that out in Matthew. And as I was reading this, I just was reading just the story of the birth of Jesus. And as I was reading this, I began to think about this, because this took place. And this is what was happening at this moment. I want you to see this. And it says, now the birth of Jesus was on the wise when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came to say, of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, which in the Hebrew and Greek, it doesn't, in the Jewish custom, it's fiance. So it's her fiance. It wasn't her husband. And they don't distinguish between the two, because once you're going to be somebody's wife, you're with that person. Amen? So it says, and when the husband being a just man, see, Joseph was the husband and being a just man. He was a righteous man. He was a good man. He's a good man. He says, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He was just going to hide her because of what someone might think. So I just want you to get this. He became concerned about what others might think. You know what? You begin to get in trouble when you begin to just get concerned about what others think. If you want to become easily disappointed, begin to worry about others, what they think. If you're afraid that you might look goofy worshiping God in front of somebody, I promise you this, not everybody is really thinking about how you're worshiping. So you just worship. Amen. You just bless God. So here he was saying, he was kind of concerned about others, what they were thinking. But here's what he began to do. I want you to keep in mind what your thoughts matter. They're important. Amen. He says, so he says, and now he says, but while he thought on these things, he began to think about what was taking place. He began to think about these things. I want to just reiterate, it's important what you think. And I want you to think of the importance of this moment right here, what's taking place. And he says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. And it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him unto a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee this woman thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Say, Savior. For he shall save his people from sins. I want you to see something. I want you to see this. It's important on what you're thinking. It's important to let God begin to speak to you in your thinking. It's important for you not to worry about what others might think, but what God thinks. I need to begin to get my, if you want to overcome our situations, our circumstances, we got to begin to find out what God thinks about it. If I want to be able to get victory. Because I want you to know there's things that come your way. There's frustrations that we face in life. Things cause you to become overwhelmed. People become depressed. People become oppressed. There's so many things that begin to weigh upon people. I want you to know, if you want to turn it, say, I want to turn it. I want to turn it. Hallelujah. I want to let God turn it for me. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. I don't want to stay in that place, but I want to move in victory with what God has for me. I want to be concerned about what God says. Say what God says. I want to be concerned about what He says and not my situation or not other people think. It changes everything. Mark 6. Matthew, Mark. Just to help you out. Matthew, Mark 6. And it says, and he went out from thence, from that place. Let me say it that way. It's King James. And he says, and he came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished. I want you to see this. I want everybody just to take hold of this. I want to lay these things out for you. But they, number one, they were astonished. They began to see the things that Jesus was doing, and they were overwhelmed. They were astonished. Say astonished. And from then, he hath this man. From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this, which is given unto him? They were overwhelmed by the wisdom that he had, the understanding of the scriptures, that they came alive when he spoke. He says, and even such mighty works are brought by his hands. So I want you to see this, that these things they began to see that was taking place. What he said, what he did, but they began to think. And as they begin to think, in verse 3, it says, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary? The brother of James. He says, and Judah, and he says, and Simeon. He says, are not this the sisters here with us? And are they? And they became offended with him. And Jesus was a prophet, is not without honor in his own country, among his own kin, in his own country. And he could not do mighty works, except for a few. Say, he could not. Now, I want you to get this in a sense. Tell someone your thoughts are important. Tell yourself that. Their thoughts stop Jesus from doing miracles in their lives. They were astonished. They were amazed. They heard the things that he did. But they begin to reason. They begin to think. And the more they begin to think and reason, hallelujah, they begin to get this. They begin to go away with what he did. The evidence was there. The truth was before them. But they become discouraged. And because of that, he couldn't do miracles with them. He did some. But they couldn't receive it because of their thinking. They couldn't believe them. They couldn't believe what he was saying. They began to reason, which means think. Sometimes our thoughts stop God doing things in our lives. Sometimes our thoughts stops God from turning it around. I want you to hear this. Come on, I want you to hear this. The Bible says by faith, faith pleases God. Believing. So I want you to see that I got to begin to line up my heart with my speech and what I'm thinking in my mind, because it'll disrupt things happening in my life if I let it. Am I making sense? Luke 5, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 5, 17. And he says, and it came to pass in a certain day they were teaching, they were the Pharisees, and the doctors of law, they were sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present. So he was there. He was available. He says, to heal them. He was available for them to partake, and they chose not to. And behold, there was a man brought out in a bed. He was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in. So they began to, you know the story where they cut the roof off and they brought him down. And he said to them, he says, and when he saw their faith, he said unto them, man, thy sins are forgiven. Right at that moment, hallelujah, he began, because of their faith, he spoke to them and he said, because of your faith, this man's healed. See, but I want you to see something here. It says, and when they, and the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, they began to think, and they began to say, who is this which speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Let's stop and think about that for a second. Who could forgive sins? Who was able to perform miracles in this moment they were declaring, but God alone? So maybe, maybe it's God. Maybe it's God. But they begin to reason. Doubt began to come in when they begin to reason. See, that's what man does. That's what we begin to do. We begin to reason our circumstances out instead of going to see, what does God got to say about this? What does he say about this? What is God doing? I need to line up what God's doing with what's in my life. What he's doing in my life. I need to line it up. Anything that's contrary, hallelujah, I need to bring it before God and let it bow. Come on, amen. And he says, they're reasoning. But they reason. So he says, but when Jesus perceived their thoughts, when Jesus began to take hold of them, he says, that what reason in your hearts? And I'm just going to throw this in. He says, whether it is easy for thy sins to be forgiven or to say, rise up and walk. Whether I forgive your sins or I say that you're healed, it doesn't matter. I want you to see, because he has the authority to do both. He has the authority to do both. I want you to know, the same God that heals you, the same God that forgives you your sins, is the same God that can heal you. Amen. 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 The Bible tells me by his stripes we were healed. And sometimes we begin to reason. And it says, and whether it is easier to say, he says, but... that you may know that the Son of God has power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto them, I say unto you, arise, take up your bed and go. And immediately he rose up before them and he lay and departed in his own house, glorifying God. And they were amazed at these strange things that he did. Matthew 16:5. I just want to give you what God says about these things. And the disciples were come to the other side. Say the other side. And they had forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. But I want you to see before that, it says that they forgot the bread. And I want you to see that what was in their mind is they were concerned about the bread. Say circumstance. Situation. And it began to overwhelm them. And Jesus is trying to say something to them. He begins to tell them. He says, watch what the Pharisees and the Sadducees are saying. Watch their doctrine. And watch what they're beginning to declare. I don't want you to get messed up. Because their message is like leaven. That just a little bit. Say just a little bit. If it gets into your thinking, it will disrupt you. So I don't want your thoughts to be wrong. I want your thoughts to be lined up with me. But I want you to know, they were completely off the chart, the wrong direction to begin with, because they were worried about the bread. And when Jesus said that, they said, oh, he's mad because we didn't bring lunch. Everything within Jesus shows us the grace and mercy, because I'd have been like, are you kidding me? Guys, do you remember how I fed the multitudes? Bread's not the problem. I multiply. I can turn whatever, hallelujah, that I need to turn. The problem is your thinking. Say wrong thinking. I want you to see that God's trying to disrupt the thinking. Hallelujah. He's trying to disrupt with the thinking. He says, and you watch these Pharisees and these Sadducees. So there's the problem, but I want you to see that there's an answer that we got to take hold of. We know that we begin to reason about things, think about things, that they can disrupt us. What you think is important. Do you believe me?
Yes, sir.
What you think is important.
Amen.
What you believe about yourself, what you believe about others, what you think is important.
Amen.
So, Isaiah 55. Verse 7, it says, let the wicked forsake his way, an unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return, say return, to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. I want you to get this in your mind, that every one of us, including, I'm just telling you guys, even Pastor Chris, I got to get my thoughts right sometimes. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes it's daily. Most of the time. I got to get my thoughts lined up. So I got to return. Say, I got to return to God's thoughts. I want this to be in your heart. Because why? I want the victory in my life. Hallelujah. I want victory. I want the miracles. Hallelujah. I want what God says in my life. So I got to line up my thinking so that I have the right believing. That I'm not believing wrong, but I'm believing right because my thoughts are right. So he says this. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. So return to my thoughts. Say, return to the Lord. Jeremiah 29. If you're not sure what God's thoughts are to you, I'll tell you right now. For my thoughts, 29:11. See, for I know my thoughts. Just to let you know, God says, I know my thoughts. I know the thoughts that I have about you. So I want you to get this right. I want you to lead you the right direction in your life with the thinking. What does God think? You need to line up your thoughts with God's thoughts. And this is how God thinks. You're not worthless. Come on, amen. You're not miserable. Come on. He does not want to destroy you. God says that he hoped he has that no man perish. Say no man. He says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. That's that moment right there. We got to get excited because God says, I'm telling you right here, I'm thinking about you. Say, uh-oh. No, he says, I think towards you and my thoughts are peace. He says, they're not of evil. All right, so that's that whole thing of evil. That God puts something bad on you. It's not God. Because the Bible says, he says, I peace. And my thoughts of you are peace and not of evil. I do not have an evil plot to smash you with. Sometimes it feels like what, but I'm here to tell you, it's not God trying to smash me. It's the devil. Come on, amen. Because the Bible says that he destroys. Hallelujah. He is the kill, steal, and destroy. He says, and the evil, to give you an expected end. That means hope. Say hope. So we know that God, he has peace. He thinks peace about you. And he has an expected end. He has hope for you. That in him I have hope. So his thoughts are, he's hoping in you. Hallelujah. He believes in you. I want you to know that you don't believe in yourself, but I'm here to tell you, God Almighty believes in you. He has faith in what he created. He has faith in what his son did for you, that you would take hold of it and bring it in your life. And you'll find the victory. He says, so call upon the Lord. Ooh. Call upon the Lord and you will find him. Seek him. Search him with your heart. You'll find him. Begin to think about God. Mark 4. All right. The audio wasn't working. Is it working now? I just got a text message from somebody. Thanks, Lindsay. I hope you guys are feeling well. Amen. Mark 4. I forgot where we are. Remember, Matthew, Mark, Mark comes next. All right. Mark 4:35. It says, in some day, even was come. He says, even was come. Evening has come. He saith unto him, let us pass. Say, let us pass over to the other side. Let us pass over to the other side. I want you to get this right first. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. So the word from God was, let's go to the other side. Now I got to remember that his thoughts for me are not evil. They're for peace. They're for hope. They're not for destruction. Say amen. So he tells them, let's go to the other side. So they get in a boat and he goes to bed. He's downstairs, crashed, sleeping, got his head on a pillow, and all of a sudden, life happens. Everything was thrown at them at that moment. All hell broke loose. And the first thing that takes place is they begin to reason in their mind. Just like us. Come on. When something goes wrong, when you get kicked, when something happens in your life, come on, we all got a plan. That Mike Tyson said that, listen, he always had a plan when he went into the ring. But when you get punched in the face, everything's different. So he says, and when they said, he says, they went away. He says, and when they went down, Jesus was sleepy. He says, Master, this is the key. I want you to hear this. He says, carest thou not that we perish? Tell someone, don't you care? Our thoughts always go to the place that God doesn't care. But I got to remember that his thoughts, what his thoughts are, they're not evil. His thoughts are of hope and of peace. It doesn't matter what's happening out there. I got to line up what I'm thinking with what God says. And he said, we're going to go to the other side. So it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't mean that you deny it. It's happening. But I got to get my thinking right that I know that this is not for my destruction, but this is for the glory of God. And I'm going to let God and stay in the right thinking until God turns it around. So here he is here. I want you to see this. He says, so the thoughts were, I don't care. He don't care. He says, and he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. There it is. He said, peace be still. And the wind stopped. And he said unto them, he says, why are you fearful? Why are you fearful? Because their thoughts weren't right. He says, how is it that you have no faith? It's because you're thinking wrong about me. Say, you got the wrong thoughts. Come on, amen. And guess what? Tell someone they got to the other side. Luke 10. You all right? Let me give this to you. I got this. Come on, tell someone we got this. Luke 10. Let me try and find out where I'm at, where this is. Okay, here it is. Yeah. This is Luke 10, 38, but I'm going to go down to 40. It says, and Martha was distracted about much service. I began to think about this. My wife was telling me, and this is what came to me, because I began to think about this. It's getting distracted. My thoughts were distracted. Her thoughts became distracted because of everything. Say everything that was going on. Sometimes our busyness, sometimes the things that feel so important distracts us and gets us in the wrong vein of thinking. Thinking about our problems, our situation, how much I got to get done. Sometimes in this moment right now that we're living right now, I mean, this season that we're in right now, sometimes we become so frustrated because we feel like we got to get so much done. And we begin to think about the wrong things. So he says, she came to him and says, Lord, here it is. Do not you care? Say wrong thinking. She began to reason in her mind that he doesn't care about her. But let's go back to Isaiah 55, and it says, I know my thoughts towards you, and they're not evil. They're of peace, amen, and they're of hope. That's what God thinks about you. So she said this, and she says, thou hast left to serve and to bid there, and she's helping. And he says, and Jesus said to Martha, Martha, when he says your name twice, he's trying to get your attention. He's trying to snap you back. He's trying to get you to think about the right thing. Martha, Martha. What was that show? The Brady Bunch. Martha, Martha, Martha. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. You're thinking about many things. Come on. Your thoughts got you distracted about many things. But Mary is thinking and her heart is in the right place. She's before Jesus. She has chose the right thing. Come on, amen. She has chose the right thing. That we have power to think the right thoughts because of Christ. Say right thinking. So he says in Colossians 3, I'm going to read it out of my Amplified. Just a few more here. Is you all right? Colossians 3. Give me a second. Sorry. Set your mind and keep focused habitually. We got a lot of habits. But there's one good habit. To have yourself in the right thinking on things above. Heavenly things, godly things, the Word of God. Not on things that are on this earth, say problems, which have only temporary value. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also be like Him. So listen. So he says, keep seeking the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. So we got to have our thoughts in the right place. Amen. We got to have our thoughts in the right place. Philippians 4. I hope you write these down. Philippians 4. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything pray in supplication. Be anxious. Don't be worried about all these things, but come to Him with prayer. Talk to God with thanksgiving. Your requests be made unto God. And the peace, say the peace. There it is. The thoughts of God. Hallelujah. The peace of God. He says, that passes understanding. that we begin to let what God's thoughts are about you, and they are of peace. They're not of evil, and they're of hope. Let that, hallelujah, get in front of your thinking. We need to let God's thoughts get in front of my thinking. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. We're going to avoid a lot of problems if we let God's thoughts get in front of my thoughts. I want you to know that David, hallelujah, was led by the Spirit. And when David did, he let God by faith go before him, causing him to defeat the giant. So he says, finally, brethren, he says, so you shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ. He says, and the peace of God. He says, and finally, whatsoever things are true, think of these things. Whatsoever things are honest, come on, think of these things. Whatever not, cast it down. If it's not honest, say cast it down. So that it comes in the knowledge of Christ. Whatsoever things are pure, if not, cast it down. Come on, whatsoever things are lovely, if not, cast it down. Come on, amen. That's getting lined up with what God says about it. If it's not lovely, come on, if I let my thoughts take over, come on, I got to begin to think about what God says. He says, and he says, if it's not good report, tell your neighbor you got a good report. Listen, I know that sometimes we get bad reports, but I'm here to tell you what God says about it. That's what matters. Because with Him is good news. I want you to see that legally, I want you to understand something, that legally, hallelujah, I wrote this down. It says legally, because of what Jesus did for us, say legally. That means I have spiritual rights because of what Jesus did, because of my confession, because of me receiving Him into my life, into this covenant that I have with Him. Legally, what has been done is waiting in heaven to be released by faith in the earth. That's why my thoughts got to line up with heaven. I need to take hold of what's legally mine in the heavenlies. I have peace. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ did for me. There's no more war. I'm not an enemy to God. Hallelujah. But I'm a child of the Most High. Jesus has given me that legal right to what heaven has for me. That I could declare, as it is in heaven, let it be done in the earth. Let my thoughts, hallelujah, be as it is in heaven. Let them be. And you know, I'm here to tell you that in heaven it's lovely. In heaven it's pure. In heaven there's a good report, hallelujah. There's no evil. So he says, I want your thoughts to be like that in heaven. Take hold of it. By faith, we bring what is heaven to earth. So by you agreeing with what God says, what God did, you bring it to faith, brings it into your atmosphere right here, right now. It makes it real. Faith makes it real. All right. The Bible says, Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That's by the Spirit of God. By the renewing of your mind. Right thinking. Letting God renew your thinking. He says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You begin to understand that. Isaiah 26. Go ahead and play something, Randy. I'm wrapping this up. Are you all right? This was kind of, really wasn't a preaching thing. I just felt this, to share this. And the reason why is because we're going into a new year. And I want you to know that the direction we go in is determined by how I'm thinking. Really, I want you to hear that. My thoughts. If I'm thinking right thoughts. About what God thinks about me. If I think that there's no hope, my thoughts will lead me there. If I think that there's no peace, that I'm at war with God, my thoughts will lead me there. So Isaiah 26 says this, 26 verse 3, and says, "Thou wilt keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in me." I'm going to say it again. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon him, is set towards him. Set your thoughts towards heaven. Set your thoughts towards Christ. That you have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? It's all that his Father said. Jesus says, "I say nothing but what the Father has spoken." So his thoughts were God thoughts. So he says, "I want you to have the mind of Christ." I want you to know that if Christ is in you, you have the mind of Christ. That by the Holy Spirit, our minds become renewed day by day. Last two scriptures. Luke 8:11. Now the parable of this, the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. In 5 it says that it gives the description of it, that the devil comes in and it says it speaks of like a seed being plucked from a fowl of the air. Our thoughts and our mind are like the air, in a sense, where that we our minds and what we're thinking, that the enemy will come into our thinking and pluck out that seed in our thoughts. Begin to put a bad thought, a wrong thought. The word comes into our hearts that we have a thought from God, just like here tonight, that here I want you to stay vigilant. I want you to stay at a place where that you heard the word of God, that tonight it's been given to you, yet you receive this word that God spoke to your hearts, that you can stand and you can walk in victory, that we be diligent and we stand and know that, listen, that the enemy would try to disrupt that seed, that thought in your mind. He says, "On the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring the forth the fruit with patience." It takes time to let that fruit come out of our lives. But we need to get in a habit of right thinking. The more that we begin to do that, begin to line up with God, we begin to push these other things out of our way, and fruit of Him, hallelujah, righteousness, peace, and joy comes forth out of our lives from that right thinking. It flows from that place. Matthew 7. Y'all know the scripture. And he says, "And therefore, whosoever," say whosoever, so whosoever, it's important what it's important about whatsoever you say, whatsoever you think. So he said, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I liken to him as a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came." Say, the floods will come, and the winds will blow, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, they shall be likened to a fool that built his house upon sand. He says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell with great fall. So we need to build our thinking, our thoughts upon what God says. I got to be hearing the right things about what God says, not listening to what's in the world. Would you stand to your feet? Lamentations is in the Bible. And that word lamentations means lamenting. Sometimes, how many of you ever lament? You know what I mean? I mean, where you've been in a place where they're like, oh my. Say oh my. Oh me, oh my. We all been there. God knows that we have those moments. But let them just be for a moment. Don't let them stay. Don't let the birds, come on, amen. They can fly all they want around, but don't let them build a nest here. Don't let those thoughts, hallelujah, find place here. Sometimes you begin to think about things, and sometimes it's hard. And listen, he begins to declare here, he says, oh, you can hear all this stuff. It feels like I've been getting shot out with arrows. I don't know, you can say amen to that, because sometimes I feel that way. He says, and I'm filled with bitterness. And he says, and he hath broken the teeth of grass on me. He says, I hath covered me with ashes, and thou hast removed my soul far off from my peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from me, remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. He says, my soul hath still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind. This I begin to remind myself. Come on. I begin to think. I have hope. I begin to think about God thoughts. And I recall in my mind, I got hope. And he says, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail us not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, hallelujah, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, and thy soul seeketh him. It is good that a man should hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Wait. Whatever thought might come, if it doesn't line up with God, wait. Wait on the Lord. I pray here tonight, after this service, if someone needs prayer, if you battle your thoughts, I want you to come and get prayed tonight. I pray for those that can't be here but are watching online. I pray right now. Heavenly Father, I pray for the thoughts. I pray to God, Lord, that you've empowered us, to God, Lord, that through you, Father, because of what you've done at the cross for us, you've given us victory. That God, Lord, that I have power through the Spirit, hallelujah, to cause those things to be lined up with what you say, God. That you've empowered us by your Spirit. So, Father, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, for victory, God. I pray to God, Lord, that what that thing is, I pray give them strength to stand upon your word about what you say, God. That, God, Lord, that you never fail us, God. That you have hope for us, to God, Lord. That you have peace, hallelujah, and not evil, God. That's your thoughts, God. That's what you say, God. And I believe it. I stand upon it, God. And because of that, dear God, Lord, we shall never fall, God. We shall never fail because we stand upon that word. And you're faithful to keep it. So, Father God, Lord, we stand upon that. We receive it, God. And we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that you just move in our hearts this year. As we enter into this new year, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that our hearts are turned towards you. That, God, Lord, that we do not go through another year spinning in circles. But this year, hallelujah, we begin to walk in the victory that you have for us, God.
Hallelujah.
We begin to line up with what you say, God. Not with what the enemy says, but what you say, God. Hallelujah. And we shall see the victory in Jesus' name. And we declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up. Let him in. Amen. Hallelujah. He's knocking. Hallelujah.